Welcome to the Becoming Your Best podcast. We're here to provide you and your team with the resources, tools, and content to achieve your greatest potential. For those interested in additional resources or services, such as the weekly planners, online planners for Chrome or Outlook, keynotes, live training, coaching, or certification, you can visit our website at becomingyourbest.com. Now, when you listen to an episode that resonates with you, we invite you to share it with your family, friends, and team members so that they can experience the same type of motivation and results in their lives. Also, if you haven't already subscribed, please hit the subscribe button. It works on Apple, Stitcher, Google, or whatever platform you're using so that you can get a new podcast reminder each week. Now sit back, let's get started, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Becoming Your Best podcast show, wherever you may be in the world today. This is Steve Schallenberger, your host, and I am so excited for the guests that we have with us today. We have two special guests, and you're going to have the opportunity to meet Emmy Award-winning Vehan Yep Premium and co-founder and COO of Kef Cup Entertainment, the executive producer of several major motion pictures, an esteemed business attorney, and founder of the award-winning yet premium law firm, He with Shelley Lefko, renowned speaker coach and co-founder of the Lefko Institute, are both with us, and they are here to discuss their transformative new book, Hitting the Wall, a guide that empowers entrepreneurs to overcome their self-imposed barriers and achieve their fullest potential. So welcome, Shelley and Vehan. So excited to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, Steve.
Great to be here.
Well, we've given you a little background here, but I'm going to invite you with that background that I gave you to just jump right into things because we've got so much to talk about. And so, Shelley, let's start with you. Tell us a little about your background, including any turning points in your life that have had a significant impact on you. And then, Vehan, we're going to have you do the same thing. Then I've got a whole bunch of questions. We are going to pound it. Our listeners are going to love our visit today. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's Vehan, his name, Vehan. So I think the turning point in my life was when my late husband created this process that helps people quickly and permanently eliminate the beliefs that underlie all their issues. So Vehan and I met in Costa Rica some years ago, and he's a serial entrepreneur who works with a lot of business clients. And when he heard me speak about how our beliefs, most of which are unconscious, impact our lives, we decided to write a book together. So that's where Hitting the Wall came from. Basically, the premise is that it's our beliefs about ourselves and life, most of which are unconscious, that totally determine our behavior, our emotions, and our reality. So as entrepreneurs and business people, beliefs like mistakes and failures are bad, or I'm not good enough, or the way to get people to do what you want is to yell at them, and life is hard, and you have to work hard to make a lot of money. So those are the kinds of beliefs that we talk about in the book, and we look at different patterns. So a pattern is what you want to change. So a lot of entrepreneurs procrastinate, or people, you know, might be listening who want to start a business and are afraid to leave the security of their jobs. They might have businesses where they're afraid to make investments in the business. They have money beliefs, which keep them stuck. That's the basic foundation of the book.
All right, Vehan, how about you? Some turning points in your life that's had a significant impact that's brought you to where you are now.
I think what made me aware of this particular topic is the fact that, you know, I was born in former Soviet Union, and I grew up in an environment where a lot of the entrepreneurial ideas were not only not practiced, but they were considered illegal. You know, there was no entrepreneurship. Everything was owned and operated by the government. Everybody worked for the government. And a lot of the things that were instilled in us were, you know, don't stand out, don't question authority, don't think outside the box. And as a result, there was no innovation. There was no incentive to do anything. And so when I moved to the United States, I was 17 years old. I brought a lot of those beliefs with me. And I noticed how a lot of them, as I start venturing into an entrepreneurship and a business world, a lot of these were getting in the way of me doing what I wanted to do. And I started working on that myself for a while, and it took a long time. And as I start working with a lot of clients, I start noticing these in them as well. And so as Shelley mentioned, we were both at an event in Costa Rica at a conference where she was speaking with her late husband. And the topic really spoke to me just because something that I had worked on and was aware of and struggled also with for some time. And, you know, we start talking about this and the need for this idea and this kind of world being introduced to the entrepreneurs. And that's where the idea of the book came. And a few years later, here it is.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And the topic that we're talking about today, and I love hitting the wall, it's a great title, but being successful as an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, an executive, a leader within a company, you're an entrepreneur helping that company succeed, or you're an entrepreneur doing this on your own, the principles are the same. You're working to create value. You're working to create worth. And not only does that impact your own life as you do that, the process, but also, of course, whatever organization you're with, it lifts. But there's one other thing, the very principles that you're talking about also help an individual in any walk of life, whether they're a coach, a parent, a teacher. And so all of our listeners, that we're so privileged and honored to have you with us today. This is going to be fun as we keep that in mind. So let's start with the mindset and the impact that it has on our ability to be successful as we create value.
For me, mindset is everything. And I know Vaughn would say the same thing. There's an old saying, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. Either way, you're right. So, you know, a belief is a statement about reality that we hold as the truth. And if something is the truth, then nothing else is possible. So people talk about limiting beliefs. A belief by its very nature is limiting because it's a box. And inside the box, there are certain possibilities that exist. Inside the box, people can be trusted. You can delegate. You can have a good team. You can have a life outside your business because you can delegate. If you have a belief people can't be trusted, then you're not going to delegate. And you can read every business book that tells you to do that, and you won't. So mindset, you know, is that little voice in your head that talks to you all day that says, don't do this and don't do that. And you're going to look like an idiot. And what if you make a mistake? The most common beliefs that stop people. And I love what you said, Steve, that this book is not just for entrepreneurs, even though that's what it's about. But it's about wherever you are in your life. In the world today, we live in an information age. And we all went to schools where mistakes and failures were bad. And when we were little and we made a mistake, our parents yelled at us and got angry. So even again, if you read business books or you read all the quotes about making mistakes and failing, if you have the belief mistakes and failures are bad, that is going to impact your ability to be innovative. And today's world, you can't be successful without being innovative.
And something you mentioned, it's absolutely right. You don't really have to own a business to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is really a way of thinking and approaching problems and solving problems. It's just being resourceful, thinking outside the box. And so whether you're a company owner, a CEO, or an employee, this book will help you just because it will allow you, just like Shelley said, to get rid of that box and have a world of possibilities that you otherwise would not have. And there's a lot of especially on social media and a lot of books talk about mindset. And it's very important, obviously, to have the mindset, the right mindset. But that mindset, those decisions, they're all affected by the underlying beliefs you have about the world, about yourself, about what it means to fail or what it means to succeed, what it means to confront somebody. So all of those are impacting the decisions you make, impacting your mindset. And so it's great to have the mindset, but in order to have the right mindset, you have to almost step back and look at what is affecting my mindset.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to get into this more. And I'm so excited to read the book myself. I mean, you think about it, an idea, it's a spirit, it's a persona. That's leadership. That's entrepreneurship that could captivate this vision and then do the things that inspires people to join you and realizing making that a reality. You're right. This is the mindset. And when we limit ourselves, we really hold ourselves back. And Vahan, maybe you could just share an example of an entrepreneur who transformed their experience by shifting the mindset.
Sure. I, in fact, had a client who was a small business owner. I mean, when I say small, she was making just probably around $500,000 to $600,000 a year, working very hard. And all her life, she grew up being told that money doesn't grow on trees. You have to sacrifice and work really hard to make any money. And all her life, she's sacrificed and worked very hard to make that money. And an opportunity came by, which she brought to me to consider and advise on, which was an opportunity to license her IP that she worked so hard and sacrificed to develop and was using in her own business. And this opportunity was to license that IP to another country for somebody else to use it. And they're offering quite a sizable licensing fee for her and a monthly fees. And for her, since that didn't really feed her idea of how money is made, and this is all of a sudden without sacrificing, without working hard, somebody was going to write a check, she had so many different reasons why this was not going to work. This is not going to translate well. This is not, you know, they're going to ruin my brand. I won't be able to train. They're going to ask their money, you know, all this stuff, which we had to work through to finally have her agree and take on the deal, which was a great deal. Instantly, not only her business transformed, you know, she's in several countries now and several US cities as well, licensing this stuff and making more money from there than her own business. But very shortly after she did the licensing, she got ill and was in a hospital for several months. And had she not done that, her business wouldn't have survived on its own without that extra income that this licensing provided. So yeah, I see that in different ways. You know, Shelley mentioned about delegating. You know, there's a lot of companies and entrepreneurs literally hit the wall in the growth of their company just because they have trust issues. They don't delegate. They don't, you know, and you can't grow on scale if you don't. And something's stopping them from doing that.
Shelley, what are some common mindset traps that leaders and entrepreneurs fall into?
The traps are not being able to make a decision based on what makes sense rather than making decisions, as Vaughn just said, based on your beliefs. So if, again, we have beliefs that conflict is scary and dangerous or fear of conflict, you know, if I say something, I'll get into trouble or people won't like me. You're not going to be able to navigate the things that come up. So I think for particularly entrepreneurs, but for anybody, anytime, that's why we call it hitting the wall. Anytime you get to beliefs that stop you, there's a wall there that keeps you from moving forward. You know, I love the Michael Jordan story. I think it's so powerful because Michael Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team and said, I am committed to getting back on that team. And he practiced and practiced and practiced and became the best player in the world. Most of us, when we fail or make mistakes or get fired, what happens is our beliefs come up. I'm not good enough. I'll never amount to anything. I'm inadequate. I don't have what it takes. I'm not good at that thing. And then we leave. And the reason he was able to stick with this, is he had a belief that he was born to play basketball, that he could do it. So again, the traps are letting things stop you. And I think most of us have learned to power through and, you know, just, I'm going to never give up. And you keep creating the same thing. You know, I have so many clients who say to me, oh, I keep finding people keep screwing up around me and I can't trust people. Every time I delegate, it doesn't. What do you believe? People can't be trusted. People are idiots. Whatever those beliefs are. And the way our beliefs get formed is when you come into this world, you don't have any beliefs. You're a little kind of ball of consciousness. And our family, whatever that looked like, mom and dad or mom and mom or single dads or whatever your situation is, children ask the question, why? You know, why do I get yelled at every time I make a mistake? Well, I guess mistakes and failures are bad. If every time you fail, you get punished or hit, you develop this fear of failure. And so the failure isn't causing your fear. You know, Richard Branson doesn't have a fear of failing. He starts businesses and they fail, and he starts another one. So it's our beliefs that keep us from being, doing, and having everything we want to be, do, and have. And they get formed in childhood, and it's very unusual that parents have training. So most of us have these most common beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not important. What makes me good enough is having other people think well of me. So another trap, what makes me good enough are my achievements, causes workaholism. If what makes you good enough is your achievements, are your achievements, or what makes you important are your achievements, you're going to have to keep doing that and doing that and doing that, because otherwise that little beach ball called I'm not good enough or I'm not important keeps coming up. So you have to keep pushing it down and pushing it down. And some of our beliefs get formed from first jobs. You might have a job where you have a terrible boss, or, you know, and he yells and screams, or she yells and screams at you. And then you create beliefs about working for people or.
And we're talking, for example, the instance where people don't delegate and they don't trust. There could be instances where an individual in your organization, in fact, cannot be trusted. That doesn't mean, you know, if you had a bad instance with somebody or maybe more than one person, I think what we do then is we take that and project it to everybody in every time and everywhere. And then that becomes that belief where you cannot trust anyone, rather than I should work on selecting and have a better process of filtering and training people who could do the job, rather than no one can do it except me, or no one's going to do it as good as me. Another thing we're talking about was that motivation and enthusiasm, which will just only take you so far. You know, at some point you're going to run out of steam if your underlying belief is on the way. Which is why a lot of people read books and get motivated, or, you know, beginning of the year, join the gyms. And then by February or March, the gyms are empty and they're on to the next book that's going to motivate them more. But at the end of the day, the action's it's not consistent action that gets you the results you want.
This is why New Year's resolutions don't work. People say they don't even make them anymore. And we have a methodology in this book that will actually show you how to eliminate permanently the beliefs that stand in your way of having the success you want in every area of your life.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a moment. I'm just, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, okay, we're talking about the traps. And when we think about a leader, an entrepreneur, a child getting an idea and making it a reality, whatever it might be, there's a lot that goes into that, right? You have to conceive the idea, put together a plan, and create infrastructure, the funding, or the circumstances that allows it to move forward, whatever it might be. So how do you spin the traps around on their ear and either go over the wall or around the wall How can people shift that mindset so that they are able to just bust through the wall?
So we don't have time for us to take you through the process, but what happens with beliefs is the reason we think our beliefs are true is because we actually think we saw them. So if you grow up in a family where money is scarce and hard to get and parents are complaining and, you know, they can't pay the bills and you're sitting and observing that, you know, it's like Vaughn said about growing up in Soviet Union, you know, entrepreneurship is illegal. It's a bad thing. And it feels like that's what you're seeing. Like if I was there, I would have seen that too. In the same respect, when you're little, if your parents are struggling and you go, wow, boy, you really, you know, your father or mother is working, you know, 10 hours a day and they come home exhausted and you conclude you have to work hard to be successful, right? Like his client. Well, it feels like you're seeing you have to work hard to be successful when what you're really seeing is your parents working hard. And in most cases, they actually aren't successful, which is the interesting thing when I work with people. I say, were your parents successful? And they say, no, but they worked hard. So if you're criticized a lot, it feels like you're seeing I'm not good enough. Or if you get red X's on your paper, it feels like you're seeing mistakes are bad. And what you're actually seeing are events. You see things happening. You see red X's. You see getting yelled at. And the only place the belief exists is in your mind. So listening to that is not very powerful. But when you go through the steps of the belief elimination process that's in this book, you can actually eliminate the belief. You know, it's like when we're little, we believe in Santa Claus for 8 years. And one day we go, I remember when this happened to my niece, and she was sitting on her dad's lap and she used to scream and cry every time Santa came in. And all the other grandchildren were elves because that was the rite of passage. Once you realized there was no Santa Claus, you became an elf. So she was the last one. And I remember the moment and she just went, "That's Daddy." You know, it was like, oh my God. And that was it. She no longer believed in Santa Claus because she got, I never saw Santa Claus. I made that up. It was my dad. And that's the same with the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, you know. And our beliefs live with us. And that's why some people are in therapy for 10 years and the beliefs don't go away because you can't not believe something you think you saw.
Sounds like what you're doing is really inviting every one of us to challenge our beliefs and say, are these healthy beliefs? Are these beliefs that will help us be successful?
Well, that's the first step for sure.
Yeah. Especially if there's a pattern you notice that keeps happening to you or your business or businesses where you get to a certain point and or always have issues with your partners or whatever it is, you might want to sit back and say, is there anything that's causing this, that's coming from my beliefs?
Exactly, because it's not that you challenge your beliefs. Most people don't know what their beliefs are, Steve. You know, they have no idea. But your patterns, which are observable. See, beliefs are not observable. You can't see a belief. But you can see a pattern. I can see you procrastinate. I can see you be a people pleaser. I can see you be have a fear of public speaking. You're up there and, you know, I could see you be depressed or anxious because there are behavioral patterns, things that you do that you don't want to do, or things that you don't want to do that you do do. There are emotional patterns. I feel anxious all the time, or, you know, I feel depressed or I feel disappointed all the time. So those are emotional patterns. If you're listening and you're sitting and looking at what doesn't work in my life. So we talk about watering all the plants. So If you have a lot of plants in your house, you would never water just one because that plant would be vibrant, but the rest would be very unhealthy looking, if not dead. And a lot of us water the career plant, or we water the health plant. You know, we take care of our bodies, or we just water our relationship plants. If you're just watering your career plant, the other plants are not healthy, and you don't have a full life. So as Vahan said, it's very useful to look at where do I get stuck? What plant is not vibrant? And what could possibly be in the way? What might I believe? And again, the book teaches you how to do this, to hone in on what must I believe that would have me doing this or not doing this. And another thing we do in the book is we give the specific beliefs that underlie specific patterns. So we help you delineate what it is that has you procrastinate. Here are the beliefs that have you be an autocratic manager. Here are the beliefs that have you fear conflict. Here are the beliefs. What makes me good enough is having people think well of me. That ran my life for a long time. And if you're worried about what people think of you, you can't be your authentic self.
Okay, well, these things all affect our success, our sustainability, our health, stress levels, feeling greater peace and joy in the things that we're doing. From your point of view, maybe we could start with Vahan here. And then Shelley, what are the most important things people can do that would create sustainable success and happiness? So from your experience, the things that you've observed, and as you've thought about this, what would you recommend are those few most important things that people can do, leaders can do, entrepreneurs can do, parents teaching their children and young people? What do you think?
Sure. I think the most important thing you could do is sit back and define what success means to you personally, rather than have a borrowed definition of what success is. A lot of us, you know, watch movies and books and TV shows that show different people in different environments achieve their own success. And we tend to kind of borrow some of those definitions and run with it without really questioning, is this what's going to make me happy or feel successful if I do achieve that or this? And so I think one of the things you want to sit down and maybe even write down on a piece of paper, which I did, and it changed my approach to my work as well and my life, is what are the things that make me feel successful? And a lot of them had nothing to do with my work or my balance sheet or the growth of the company. It had a lot to do with how much time I spent with my daughter or experiences I have and travel or things that I'm passionate about my work and I love my work, but my success was different. And I was trying to feel and achieve that success in a place where it wasn't. And so I, at some point, was chasing more work, more awards, more achievements, just to feel that success. But when I sat down and defined what made me feel successful is something different, and I had to make certain changes to get to my own success that's defined and felt by me. So I think that's probably the place to start, is just the question, what makes you personally feel successful?
Thank you for that insight. That's terrific, Vahan. How about you, Shelley?
I want to speak to what Vaughn just said, because I think we both walk our walk and talk our talk, because I didn't realize it about myself until this, for some reason this minute, because I always look at Vaughn's life and I say he's a really successful serial entrepreneur, right? He owns businesses. And yet he spends a tremendous amount of time with his daughter. He does service work in other countries with, you know, or with children. He gets up one morning and says, I think I'll climb Kilimanjaro. You know, he has challenges or do a mudder race. So he's always, when I'm talking to him, he's usually on his way to the gym or coming home from the gym. He has really figured out how to balance his life, where he has a healthy life. We have a very beautiful friendship. You know, we talk on the phone, we laugh a lot. You know, a lot of people, I think, live life very much at the effect of their circumstances. So whatever anything throws at them, that's what they do. That determines what they do. And there's not a lot of intentionality. I play pickleball, and it's my healthy obsession. But, you know, if I go in the morning, I go to pickleball, I work all day. And then if I don't have plans at night, I go play pickleball for a couple hours. I travel, I go to see my daughter in Hawaii, and I spend 3 weeks, you know, every 3 months there. I was just telling you, Steve, I was in Utah last weekend with my daughter, my other daughter. So I meet friends, I go speak, I was in Russia. So I have a full life, but it's intentional. It didn't just happen to me. I said, I am going to, friends are my highest value. You know, my mother used to say to me, boys will come and go, but your friends will be there forever. I can hear her saying that. And friendship is everything. When my husband died, if I didn't have my friends, I don't know how I could have possibly made it through.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for these insights. Have been great. I can't believe we're already at the end of the show. It's gone just like that. And tell us how people can find out about what you're doing.
Well, they can, first of all, read the book, Hitting the Wall, Eliminate the Beliefs That Sabotage Your Business and Your Life, which, of course, you can get on Amazon. You can also go to lefkoinstitute.com if you want more information about us.
My law firm is ePremium Law Firm, as you mentioned, and we're located in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, it has been a delight. We just scratched the surface today. And a good challenge to me and all of our listeners about how we can, you know, move our game up and become our best, keep making a contribution, making a difference. And so I've loved the discussion, and we wish you the best in all the things that you're doing.
Thanks for having us on, Steve.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
And to all of our listeners, never forget, you too are making a difference every day, every single day. And as you're working on becoming your best, working on your beliefs, thinking about how you can create more value, greater happiness, stronger relationships, you're making a big difference in the process. So thank you. It's been a privilege having you on. This is Steve Schallenberger with Becoming Your Best, wishing you a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Your Best podcast. If there was something in this podcast that you felt would be helpful for a family member, a friend, or even a coworker, we invite you to share this podcast with them now while you're thinking about it. Also, remember to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Now, for additional resources and tools, such as how to join our monthly peak performance coaching program, or how to get certified as a trainer or coach, or schedule a workshop or keynote, you can visit our website at becomingyourbest.com. We're here to provide you and your team with the resources, tools, and content to achieve your greatest potential. So thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day and a great week.